Okay, today's daf is Nedarim, daf Samach Hey. Today's daf is sponsored in honor of Malka Golda on the occasion of her anniversary. And her husband thanks Hashem for the past wonderful 30 years. Admeya ve'esrem, and may Hashem bless them, their children, and all of Klal Yisrael with Brios, Nachas, and Parnasa. Mazel tov on the anniversary. Okay, let's go. Samach Hey and Aleph. We are on the top of the Amid Tanya. As we continue in the ninth parak, last time we started the ninth parak, parak Rabbi Eliezer Omer, which discusses the sugyas of nolad, the sugyas of what is considered an appropriate Pesach, not an appropriate Pesach, and let's continue going into those sugyas. Tanya, Hamudur Hana Mechaveiro. Somebody is Mudur Hana from their friend, says the Tosefta, Ein Matirin Lo Ela Bafanav. So the heter is only done b'fanav, meaning if Reuven is mudur hana from Shimon, so it's appropriate that when Reuven gets a heter from the hana'ah, gets a heter from the neder, so then Shimon is there also. Why is this? There is a source that we're about to see in the Psukim, but why is this? The Ran quotes the Rishalmi, who gives two deos here. Whether the reason is because of chshad, because if I make a nether, and you know about the nether, I'm not allowed to get benefit from you. And then the next week, I am getting benefit from you, so you're going to think I'm violating the nether. But really, I'm not violating the nether. I had a heter for the nether, but you're not going to know that. And you're going to think I'm doing something wrong. So that's why it is a good idea for the chaver to be there. So, shalo yachshedenu shehu over al nidro, so that he does not choshed me that I am violating my neder, number one. Number two, the second day, according to the Yerushalmi, is Mishum Busha, because it's somewhat embarrassing that I was mudur hana from him. It's upsetting that I was mudur hana, so to be mevayish me a little bit, to make me feel bad if the other person is there when I have to go through the process, that will make me, maybe in the first place, not take the neder if I know I'm going to have to go through this process in front of him. 2 days, my nafkamina might be, if the neder directly, the Ran says, the nafkamina could be, the neder might be directly if it's shayach to the other person, if it's the neder haisalahana asa. Okay, either way, says the Mish, again, says the Braisa, somebody is mudur hana, ein matirin lo, ela befanav, only befanav, minahani mili. So how do we know this? What's the source? Not the svara. What's the source? So Amar of Nachman dechsiv vayomar Hashem ala Moshe b'midyan. Hashem says to Moshe in Midyan. That word is stuck in there. In Midyan, lech shuv Mitzrayim. Go back to Mitzrayim or lech shuv Mitzrayim. Kimesu kol ha'anashim. Right. This is the pasuk we just had. That's why this is here. Kimesu kol ha'anashim. All the men that have wanted to kill you have died. So therefore, go back to Mitzrayim. But the Gemara is medayik that it says the word in Midyan. What's the emphasis of in Midyan? Omar lo, b'midyan nadarta. In Midyan you made the neder, meaning to Yisro, lech v'hater nidracha b'midyan. Emphasizing, do it in Midyan, go get a heter for your neder, for your shvua that you took to Yisro, that you're not going to leave without his permission. Go and to Yisro and get it undone. Dichsiv, how do you know there was a shvua taken by Moshe? Dichsiv, a Yoel Moshe, it says in Perek Beis of Shmos, Ein Allah Ela Shvua. So Vayol is a lashon of Shvua. Dechsev Ayave Os Ito Ba'ala, because it says that he brought him in Ba'ala V'gam B'melech Nevuchadnezzar Marad Asher Hishbiu Be'elokim. So you see that Tzidkiyo took an Allah, and Allah we see elsewhere Divrei Yamim means a Shvua, that he wasn't going to rebel against Nevuchadnezzar. Okay, that's the source. Couple of points. Number one, the Zeruz Machlokas, the Mefarish here discusses who's going to be Matir who? Moshe and Yisro. So the Mefarish on top says, Hachi ka'amar le, b'midyo nadartu lefnei Yisro, leich v'hater b'fnei Yisro. Shein matirin lo la'adim ela b'fanav. As we just said, we only do it b'fanav. V'yisro hidiru le'moshe. And Yisro made the neder, was Madir Moshe, Shalosha Mitzrayim, Ebnei Osan Ha'anashim, Avakshim Lahargo. Yisro made him promise that he wouldn't return, and in that way, Moshe was going to go back and undo that, that which Yisro was Madir him. And the first quote is from Rebbe, quotes the din of Rebbe Talmud Chacham Mefer La'atzmo, that he would just do it in front of Yisro, but he would be able to be Mefer his own ned there. We quoted at the end of the last year quickly, but now let's just expand upon it a little bit, that this pasuk of Leich Shuv Mitzrayim Ki Mesa Kol Anashim, the Meshach Chachma uses in a halachic context. In Perek Dalet, pasuk Yutes, in Shmos, the Meshach Chachma says, Muchach, It is clear from this pasuk, "Dimhayu chayim mehamevakshim es nafsho," if they would still be alive and being mevakesh his nefesh, meaning if the two people that wanted to kill him, lo hayetzarech leilech lohutzi b'nei Yisrael b'Mitzrayim, he wouldn't have to go back. Hashem says they all died, so go back and save Klal Yisrael. But if they wouldn't have, he wouldn't have to risk his life to go back and to save Klal Yisrael. Afa b'shkol Yisrael tzrichem elav, even though Klal Yisrael need him. Even so, he would not have to put himself into a situation of sakana, even if it's to save all of Klal Yisrael. To put himself into a slavic sakana, he would not have to do that. And this is a source, this is classic Meshech Chachma, finding a source in the Torah for a halacha quoted in Chazal, which the Chazal themselves do not quote a source for. The Mishnah Maseches Makos, the Mishnah the second parak, where it discusses someone who is in the ear miklat, says the Mishnah, Eino yotze lo de edus mitzvah v'lo leidus mamon. He cannot go out of the ear miklat to give testimony for a dvar mitzvah, for to get somebody a money, v'lo leidus nefashos, v'yafilu Yisrael tzrichim lo. Even all Klal Yisrael need him, v'afilu sar tzva Yisrael, ki yoav ben Tzruya, even though he's the star general, and he can help win a war, he does not have to leave, or not only doesn't have to, he shouldn't leave the ear miklat. Eino yotzi misham lo olam shenemar asher not shama sham tehei duyraso sham tehei misaso sham tehei kivuraso. He stays there. So it sounds like an olam afarshim wonder, pikuach nefesh. Why doesn't he have to leave for pikuach nefesh? Pikuach nefesh for everyone else. Everyone else needs him. All the clients all need him. So it seems like, no, afal piki, because the goel adam might kill him if he leaves. He's putting himself into a savik sakana. He does not have to do that even to save the rest of Klal Yisrael from a vade sakana. It's exactly what is alluded to, says the Meshech Chachma, in this pasuk of Kimesu Kol Ha'anashim. Unbelievable source quoted by the Meshech Chachma. And he quotes himself, he quotes the Ar Sameach on that Rambam, if you look there. And the Yer Sameach there said as well that there is something natural. The Goel Adam, even if this guy goes out to save all of Klal Yisrael, the Goel Adam is not going to be able to control himself. He's still upset about the personal loss that he felt. So if this guy goes out, even if it's to save all of Klal Yisrael, it could be the Goel Adam's going to get him. And the Torah never demands something that goes against the teva of the person. Rak kinegra teva ein lanu lahosif. Right, and the Torah is not going to demand him to go out. Bezel will not be able to kill him. The Goel Hadam, because the Goel Hadam has a heter. The Kiva Shehuter Dumbo, the Goel Hadam, Ein lo lahachnis atzmo besavik sakana avur hatzalas chaveiro misakana vadois. Kain nira, says the Ar Sameach on the Rambam, which quotes this halacha, the Mishnah in Maseches Makos. So that's the Rotzeach Perek Zayin Halacha Ches. So says the Meshech Chachma, this is the source, not putting yourself into a savik sakana to save oneself for a vade sakana, which obviously is the halachic discussion of giving a kidney, whether one is not allowed to, whether one has to, whether one can. But the Meshech Chachma finds a pasuk in the Torah that relates to that, that relates to that sugya. The poskim discussed it as well, as we mentioned in Pesach Shiurim, the Yerushalmi, we're not 100% which Yerushalmi, probably the Yerushalmi in Maseches Trumos, which is quoted by the Hagos Lamanios, which says that one is obligated to put themselves into Savik Sakana, to save their fellow Jew from a Vale Sakana. Right? One has to. The Sma, at the end of Kol Shemishpat, points out that the Shulchan Aruch and the Rishonim, the Rambam and the Rif, do not quote that Yerushalmi. And therefore, it must be that we don't paskin that way. The Sma in the end of Choshe Mishpat says we don't paskin that way, and therefore, it must be that we don't have to. One, it does not have to. The question is, then is one allowed to? How far do we go against that Yerushalmi? So, Ruba the Ruba of the Poskim say that it is a Rishus. That says Eliezer, and Rav Avad Yosef, and others say that one can. One doesn't have to, and though it is not us or either, one can be nichnas to a savik sakana to save oneself from a vade sakana. Ravadi discusses this at the end of Chelek Gimel in Yechaveh Das, in Chelek Gimel Simen Pei Dalid, given a kidney, and he says it's anyway a very, very low, if somebody is a healthy, robust person, and the doctors say there's no problem of him giving a kidney, so this the level of sakana itself is very low, to begin with. He quotes the Milchas Yitzchak, the Dayan Weiss, who is somewhat against it, but then he quotes Ulam Be'emes, Shenimsar Lanu Mipi Arofim Mumchim V'Yirei Shamayim Shedargas HaSikun Botzas HaKlaya L'Adam HaTorim Himu Etes Me'od. It's a small sakana. Uketishim V'Tisha Achuzim Me'atormim, 99% of the donors, Chozrim Lebriu Sama Tekina, they return to their previous health. Even according to the Minchas Yitzchak, and to those who are nervous, Zeo Rak Besafik Ashakol, that's only by with a real Safik. Mashenki Bidin the Shalanu, in our case, where Rachman al-Aslan, there might be certain exceptional cases, but in normal, most, the very, very high percentage is a very small Sakana. Shebevade Mitzvahi Litrom, to save one's friend, it's an unbelievable mitzvah, and one should be encouraged to do that, and one should be applauded to doing this great mitzvah. He ends off, if somebody could do that, and this would be an unbelievable protection for the donor. Obviously do it based on doctors. If the doctor says that somebody has a condition that it's not a good idea, okay, you have to listen to the doctors. But if somebody has that possibility to save a life, unbelievable mitzvah that one can save a life, something that one doesn't always get to do. Fine. If you look at the Nishmat Avraham, he quotes all of these poskim as well. In Hilchas Shabbos, if you can look at Siman Shin Chavtes, he quotes this discussion as well, and many of the other related sources. Just to quote one other source, and then we'll continue, and that is the Radvaz. It's a fascinating Radvaz, which we've quoted a number of times in the past. But just to quote it again, and that is the Ravaz in Chela Gimel Sim and Tafresh Chav Zayin, related to this, you can't paskin from this Ravaz, because Ravaz is talking about a case where he thinks there is a high level of sakana. But the Ravaz says that he was asked, Sha'alta mimeni, odia chadaiti, amashar isa kasuv im amar shilton li Yisrael. If somebody says to a Jew, let me cut off your ear, or I'm going to kill so-and-so, what is the halacha? Does one have to give their ear in order that so-and-so is not killed? That's the Shaila. Which is a similar idea. Give a limb of your body, which you don't need to live, in order to save someone else's life. So Yesh Omim says, some say you have to let him. You have to let your ear be cut off. Hoa or an Aver. The question is not about an ear. It's about an Aver and some limb. What's the raya? If somebody has a pain in their eye, you're allowed to put on the eye coloring on Shabbos because he talks about a Gemara, which sounds like if you have a limb that's endangering the whole body, so you're allowed to violate Yisurim. See, here too, you should be have to. Surely should be docha pikuach nefesh. Says the Radvaz, it's a wonderful midas chasidus, but one doesn't have to do it. One doesn't have to do it. Similar to what the later poskim say, there's no chiyuv like the Yerushalmi says, but it is a suggested. Why isn't it chayiv? Sheyavihu ha'onis ala b'bnei chaver lo shamanu. We never find that one has to, one is chayiv to bring this situation upon themselves. Visu, and he says, you never know. You know, you don't know what medicine was like 500 years ago. Dilma al yidei chatichas eiver. Avo b'sheina nasham atuya bo, shema yetimenu dam harbe v'yamus. My chazis, the dam chaver, sumak tvei. If you know for sure that person is going to die, they for sure do not have to do it. They don't have to give their life. This is why I said ear before, because he brings this up. I saw somebody who died based on the fact that he got a cut on his ear and dam went out. Maybe there was hemophilia. There's no lighter or seemingly, you know, aver that you could get away with without part of the ear. And here you see, a person can die from it. And he continues and says that he does not think that there is a chiyuv at all to do this. If one wants to do it, that's his prerogative. but he doesn't have to. And then he says at the end, which is the context where we quote this sometimes, V'su d'chsiv d'racheha d'archei noam. V'tzarech sh'mishpatei tarasenu yiyu maskimim el ha-seichel v'ha-svara. Put it on the based on the principle of d'racheha d'archei noam, 10 things in the Rishonim that where this is quoted, right? It doesn't make sense that one would have to do this. He does not think that that's Drachet Achenoam to make somebody do this. If they want to volunteer, that's fine, but not that they would have to do this. As Tosis quotes in Yuval Mistaf Beis, in terms of making a woman wait so long in order for her to have Yibum done, the other context where Drachad Achinoam is quoted, the Meshach Chachma by Puravu in Parshas Noach, saying that a woman cannot be obligated because it's a painful mitzvah, and there's no mitzvah that's painful, besides maybe the exception of Bris Milah, which is a different type of mitzvah. The Rabbeinu Bachai quotes in Parshas Shmini, the reason that a snake is not one of the 8 shrutzim that are metameh is because we don't want people to think twice before if they have see a snake and they have to kill the snake. We don't want people to think twice and say, oh, tuma, I'm not sure. No, it doesn't make you tameh, just kill the snake. The Torah doesn't want you to have second thoughts. Among other, many other examples of this principle, besides the Gemara. The Gemara quotes it in Maseches Sukkah, how trying to figure out what a hadas is, it can't be something with thorns that would make your hands bleed because of the Drachad Dachinoam. Either way, this all comes from the pasuk of Ki Mesu Kol Hanashim Hamavakshim Es Nafshecha, which the Meshech Chachma brought to us to give us a unique understanding of this pasuk. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, My Marduse. So the pasuk that we brought was from a Shvua that Tzidkiyo swore to Nebuchadnezzar that he would not rebel. So what was the rebellion that Tzidkiyo violated, as we will see? Ashkechei Tzidkiyo v'Nebuchadnezzar. One time Tzidkiyo found Nebuchadnezzar tavi ka'ochil arnavachaya. He was eating a live rabbit. He was eating a live rabbit. Amarle, and he was very embarrassed about it. Very embarrassed. Amarle ishtavali d'lo miglisi lavei. Nebuchadnezzar says, swear to me that you will not reveal what you just saw. V'lo tefik milsa, and the thing won't become known. Swear to me. Nebuchadnezzar was embarrassed about that. Ishtava. So he swore to him that he wouldn't reveal it. Ben Yehoyada here wonders, why was this so embarrassing for Nebuchadnezzar? What, this was the most disgusting thing he had ever done? What, he never did anything similar? So what was he so embarrassed for? Right, what says the Ben Yehoyada, we find that he did other disgusting things. Barim Sarach Ladas, Lama Hikpi Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha, Al Zilzul Kavod, Shahailo Badavar Zeh, Shagila Alav Sheyochal Neves Chaya, Imbishol Shanira Bazeh Achzarius, he appears like a brazen, disgusting individual. Kinehu Ochal, we find elsewhere that he used to eat the flesh of other kings. Hinehu Ochal Ahedya Kol Yomi, Bsar Chira Melech Tzur, Acher Shahoridu, disgusting. Shachodech Mi Bsaro Ba'odo Chayu Metavlo Ba'melech Ochlo. So says the Ben Yehoyada, what was he so embarrassed for regarding this? V'yesh lomar shekala achzarias she'oseh b'toras dinu mishpat liyatzer aposhim en zilzulo. He was able to defend himself and explain it to his nation that, oh, this is mishpat, this is din, this is somebody who rebelled against me. Ki omer kach roi lemelech shekamoso shlahatil eima gedola al haposhim ba'achzarias she'oseh lohem. Somebody rebels against me, this is what I could do to them. But stam an animal, stam that somebody, a being that didn't do anything to me. Ach b'davar zeh she'ein bo dinu mishpat, v'hu ose achzarius l'ba'alei chayim lechol mibsar bodem chayim, v'adei hu mora al roa halev shurak rav achzar kasha. Says this is stam, not proving anything, not showing anything, not instilling fear. So therefore, that was what he didn't want the word to get out. So he says to Tzidkiyo, swear to me, and Tzidkiyo swears to him that he's not going to reveal. Lubasov, Havikom Mitzar, Tzidkiyo Bagufe, but Tzidkiyo couldn't control himself. He was so upset, he was so not able to hold it in. He was in pain. He was in pain that he couldn't, he wanted to be Megala. Why? Says the Mefarish, Shahaya Rotzin Legalos HaDavar, he wanted to be Megala the Davar, Kedei Sheyihyu Mevazino So B'nei HaOlam. He wanted the whole world to make fun of him. Nebuchadnezzar was this wicked king. And Tzidkiyo had sworn, but you know, imagine if somebody knows, you know, that this big Russia, you have something to something embarrassing that one could spread about a Russia and bring him down, so no one would want to do that. So Tzidkiyahu couldn't control himself, but he didn't want to violate the Shavuah, so what did he do? He went, Itshal HaShavuasa V'Amar, so what did he do? He went to the Sanhedrin, he got his Shavuah removed, he had Tahara Tara done, and V'Amar, and then he started spreading the rumors, he went to the newspapers, and he spread it around. Shama Nebuchadnezzar to come Vazinlay. Nebuchadnezzar all of a sudden heard everybody talking about him, about what he did, and he knew where it came from. Shalaf Isi Sanhedrin Vitzidkiyo. So what happened? He brought the entire Sanhedrin and he brought Tzidkiyo in front of him. Omerlon, he says to them, Chazisun Maikaavit Tzidkiyo. You see what Tzidkiyo has done to me? Lav Hachi Ishtava Bishma Deshmaya Delo Maglina. Didn't you swear, Tzidkiyo, that you wouldn't reveal it? How could you do this? How can he do such a thing? Amar le, itshali ashvuasa. I was nishal on my shvua, meaning I'm not bound by it anymore. Amar le, mitshalin ashvuasa. So he asked the Sanhedrin, you know, did he really do this? Is he telling the truth? Amrilein, they said, yeah. Yes, he was shoal on his shvua. Asked Hashid Lugubat, says, don't you have to be mefaret what the Sanhedrin didn't realize who it was about? Right, like it was, he had to ask them. Ichlan Shvuasa asked the Shita Buku Batzas, quotes the Ritva right here. Shema Tomar v'Hakai Malon Hilchas Atzorach Lifrodes Aneder v'Yemkein Tzidkiyo Al Karchin Pirides Aneder Lefnei Sanhedrin Kodem Sheyatirulo v'Achar Kachi Tirulo v'Yemkein Hari Avar Al Shvuah K'Shepirados Al Kodem Aheter. Asked the Ritva, don't you have to be mefarate the neder, explicate the neder before there is hatara done? Right, where we discussed this about pirata neder back on the Kol Nidre sugya. If you remember, back on the in the third parak on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis, which was all the sugyas about Kol Nidre, how it violates the normal rules, and that's why it's a machlokas, whether it's about the future, whether it's about the past. But either way, says the Ritva, but isn't this a problem? Because he must have been mefarit the neder in order to get it hutard, but just being mefarit the neder is a violation of the neder. So how was he able to do that? The Yeshlomar Efshar, so he says it's possible. Sha'amar lahem nishbati shvua kach v'kach le'ish echad. Me'inyin ploni. V'lo'amar lahem l'mi nishba. He said, I took a certain type of shvua not to say an embarrassing statement about a certain person without saying who it was. V'kivish lo gila lahem l'mi nishba lo'avar. V'hinei pirit ha'shvua v'hiti ruha. So maybe that's why he was able to do that and not violate the neder, even though he was mefarit the neder to the Chachamim. So, back to the story. So, the Chachamim say, yes, he had She'ilah done on the Neder. So, Amar Lahu, so now, Nebuchadnezzar is a Lamdan. He knows the Halacha that we said from the Tosefta up above. Amar Lahu, Bifanav, or Afilu Shalom Bifanav. What's the Halacha? Could you be Matir a Neder only Bifanav the other person involved, or Afilu Shalom Bifanav, or even not in front of the person involved? Amri Leh, they quoted to him the Tosefta Bifanav. Bifanav, the other person should be there. Amar lahu and vatun ma'avitun. So what do you do? My time alarm ritun l'tzidkiyo. Why didn't you tell Tzidkiyo that you have to be Bifanav and therefore I had to be there? And they realized there was a mistake made. Miyad yeshvu la'aretz, pasuk from Eicha and Yonah Diyoma, yeshvu la'aretz yidmu ziknei batzion. They went on the ground. Some have said that Nebuchadnezzar had put them on special chairs. It was the Sanhedrin to give them a little covet, and now he removed them. He put them on the floor because of what they did. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak sheshavtu kar mitachteyem. He put the pillows, took the pillows out from under them. 2 points. Number one, there is a discussion in the Ran here. 2 days in the Ran. Whether we know this halacha is imatirin lo ela b'fanav. Is that only a din l'chadchila or even a halacha b'di'eved? Right, even with the Eved, it does not work unless it's done b'fanav, or it's only din l'chadchila. But if it was done without it, it would be okay. If you look in the Ran, in the middle of the skinny lines, miyu hecha shehitiru shalomidaito ishari nidru alo tsricha iuna tsarich iun, says the Ran. Tiperka shaleach mashva the Eved huter aneder. If you look in Gittin daf lamed hey, it sounds like it would work. It would work, because of course the Gemara there, Rabbi Gamliel's Takana, Shitehino Deris Liyasomim, that a woman, regarding her Ksuba, Shiminojo Liyasomim, and the reason given is because maybe Azla Gabe Chacham Esharila, she'll go to a Chacham, and the Chachamim Matir without the knowledge of the children. So it's not like from that Gemara that it would work. The question is, what does our Gemara sound like? What impression do you get from our Gemara in terms of not being done? So Pashas is that it works. Right, because that's the whole point. Nebuchadnezzar was so upset because he did it Shalom Afanav, and it sounds like it worked, and he was just upset that this was done. Not that it didn't work. Right, first wide line in the run now. V'i afilu b'dievet enu mutar, heichi avishari le'litzitkiyo le'gilu yemilsa, mash b'dievet shari. So on the one hand, you can, it sounds like from this Gemara that it would work b'dievet. But then the Ran quotes a couple of lines after that on the fourth wide line, v'acherim amru, she'ein elu rayos. No. There's no raya that it would work from our Gemara. Dila olam afilu d'yeved enu mutar. Or from that Gemara in Gittin. Maybe it's not mutar, unless you follow. This is halacha b'di'eved. Shari akasav savach b'tzidkiyo manisha b'davar. Because what happened to Tzidkiyo in the end? He is terribly punished for this, and the Sanhedrin. So who says they did the right thing? Umanisha b'davar. Kidachsiv agam b'melach nebuchanetzer marad asher ishbiyu b'elokim. V'chein kasav arayi b'tzal. V'tzei ure'ei ma'ol sabohu b'sanhedrin. Look what happened to him in the Sanhedrin. And then he explains the Gemara in Gittin as well. So 2 days in the run, whether it would work, bidi evid, if you did it, shalom b'fanav. Number one. The other question that the run and the other Rishonim deal with is, so either way, how did the Sanhedrin do it when they weren't supposed to do it? Even if it's a din l'chadchila. So how did they do it? Second wide line of the run now. Heichi sharu leil Sanhedrin l'tzidkiyah. How did they do it if you need b'fanav? Says the run, ikal ameimar, dil dvar mitzvah matirin. It was for a dvar mitzvah. V'tzidkiyah hayi mitztar biyoser. Kishlo hayi yachol legalos umizbatel hayi dekach mimalech ha-shamayim. V'gam mitzvah samelech. She mitzvah Allah aleihem lahatiro. Mitzvah hi aleihem lekayim. So it's a little stretch, a little wider definition of what dvar mitzvah is. Dvar mitzvah is that since Tzidkiyah wasn't able to function as the king properly because he was bitzar regarding this. That's what he calls the dvar mitzvah. Either way, that is the Ron, who deals with this issue of how did the Sanhedrin deal with it? Just the Sanhedrin here, the Sanhedrin that there was existed in the times of Tzidkiyo, in the times of Sefer Melachim, Tzidkiyo, one of the last kings, the last king that was sent into Galus and blinded by Nebuchadnezzar, terrible difficulties that befell him, all part of the fact that he rebelled when he wasn't supposed to rebel. And the Chacham told him not to rebel, but he rebelled. But he had a Sanhedrin there. If you look in Hilchos Sanhedrin, there are 30 mitzvos related to the Sanhedrin. Think about the Sanhedrin. We think Dinim, okay, one of the seven mitzvos may know to set up a Sanhedrin, but really there are 30 mitzvos on Am Yisrael and on the Sanhedrin regarding Sanhedrin. The mitzvah number one is to set up a Sanhedrin, to set up Shoftim, says the Rambam. Mitzvahs asei shel Torah, limnos shoftim v'shotrim, b'chol medinu medina b'chol plach v'plach. Mitzvahs asei daraisa, based on the pasuk at the beginning of Parsha Shoftim, to set up judges and shotrim and enforcers, b'chol medinu medina u'b'chol plach v'plach in every country and in every village. Shene'emar, shoftim v'shotrim titein locha b'chol sharecha, shoftim elu hadayanim hakvuim bebezdin u'ba'aledinim ba'im lefnehem. Right, the shoftim are the judges that sit there, and the baalei dinim come in front of them. V'shotrim elu baalei makal beretzua ve'im ha'omdim lefnei hadayanim. Hamisabavim b'shvakim, they are the enforcers. They go around v'alachanuyos l'sakena sharim v'hamidos u'lahakos kol ha'muvas to make sure prices are set appropriately and people are following Bezdin's dictates. V'chol maaseim al pi hadayanim, they are the hand of the dayanim. V'kol sheyirbu ervas davar mevinos ol Bezdin v'danos ol kvi risho. And if they see anything going that was done inappropriately, they'll bring it in front of Bezdin. This is the pasuk. The Radvaz points out the chiddush of the Rambam is that this is even a chutz la'aretz. There are differences in halacha. If you look in the Rashi and the Ramban in the beginning of Parsha Shoftim, and the Rambam here also, that the pasuk says, titin lecha b'chol sha'arecha. So sha'arecha is sound like in your gates. That means in Eretz Yisrael. So the Radva says, that's the chiddush of the Rambam. Kasav zeh, lefi shaya efshel omar, to mitzvahs aseh shel Torah, lemno shoftim b'Eretz Yisrael. Ava b'chutz la'aretz lo avi mitzvahs aseh shel Torah, ala midra banan. Just to keep society in check. There are just differences in terms of how many judges one has to set up. That's the difference that the Rambam and their other Rishonim discuss. That's in the next halacha. Ela Be'eretz Yisrael Bilvad. So many Batei Dinim, that's in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael has a higher standard because it's the palace. Palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Makam Ashchina. Aval b'chutz la'aretz, ein ha'chayavim l'hamid bezem, b'chol plach u'plach. It doesn't have to be b'chol plach u'plach. Shenemar, titin l'nan in every village. Shenemar, titin l'cha b'chol sha'arecha. Asher Hashem alokecha, no sein lach. Then he goes into how many is in every bezdin. The Kesef Mishnah here wonders why the Rambam does not quote the halacha about a Sanhedrin for every shevet. That's also a discussion of the Rishonim. The Rambam does not quote that. Rambam just says, "Veda to Hasam in Sanhedrin Yolof Mikrashim Amidim Shoftim V'Shotim Mekol Shevet V'Shevet V'Tzarach Tam Lama Ishmitu Rabbeinu." The Rambam leaves it out, but that is the mitzvah. The first mitzvah is setting up a Sanhedrin, number one, and then related to that is Shelo Limno Zayin Sheino Yodea Derech Hamishpat. Also from Masechah Sanhedrin, not the Isra of setting up a Dayan who does not shouldn't be a Dayan, right? Number two, and then all the other ones. Are mitzvahs on the Dayanim. Right, the next 28 are somewhat, not all of them, but most of them, next 20, yes, six of them, are all related to the Dayanim. Skila, Srefa, Hera, Chenek, to follow the majority, to bury the people, Bioma, Harigaso, Shalom, Lotalin, not to be Machaya, Machashef, Malkus, right, all the, not to be, Ma'avis, the Mishpat, Shalahatos, Mishpat, Ger, V'yasom, many mitzvos, 30 mitzvos relating to the issues of Sanhedrin. But again, it has to be people who are Ra'ui. The Rama continues, one more halacha. Ve'in ma'midin b'Sanhedrin, this is in Perek Beis. Interesting halacha that he quotes. Ein ma'midin b'Sanhedrin, bein b'gdola, bein b'ktana, ela, anashim, chachamim, unevonim, muflo'in b'chachmas ha'Torah. You only are allowed to appoint in the Sanhedrin Agdola, 71, or any of the Sanhedrin Katan is 23, only wise, knowledgeable men in Torah, Ba'alei Deya Meruba, they know a lot, V'yodin Ksas Mishara Chachmas. And they also have to know a little bit, a basic level of knowledge of other Chachmas, Kigon, Refuos, V'cheshbon, Tkufos, Umazalos, V'itztagninos. Right, what do all this mean? Medicine, the Rambam says, cheshbon, right, what's some type of math, tekufos, the way the seasons work, umazalos, v'itztagninos, astronomy, astrology, v'darkei hameoninim v'hakosmim, little magic, v'amachashvim, v'havle avodazara, v'chayotze ba'elu, k'dei she'yu yodin ladunosam. So you got to know Torah, a ton, cold, and ksas, mishar chachmas, and you got to know a little bit from other chachmos as well. And the Ramach here, the Ramach is bothered. Why do they even have to know this? The Ramach, after the Rambam quotes this, Lo yadati me'ayin hotzi zeh, v'temahu, ma tzorach l'dayanam, sheyedu refuos, v'cheshbonos, v'chachmas, amazalos, v'tzarachiyin, says the Ramach. I don't know why the Rambam quotes this, and where does he get it from? So the Kesef Mishnah says, what do you mean? In order to be a dayan, you have to know how to judge certain cases. V'ani omer, demi tkufos amazalos l'okasha. To know tkufos and mazalos and astronomy and astrology, you need that to know how to be ma'aber the shana, kiddush hachodesh. That's the Kesef Mishnah. Then the Radvazi after and Bim Tomar bishlamu kulunicha el refuos matzarach lesanhedrin. I find the other ones. Okay, I'll agree with you. The tkufos, the mazalos, the stagninos, that's in order to judge cases. And also ma'oneinu menachesh, machashev, avodazara. It's all to judge cases. So what about refua? Why do you have to know basic medical issues? Says the Radvaz, v'yesh lomar, ladaz hadvarim hamerapim b'teva, shenitna hashabis lidachos b'shvilam. It's an unknown Radvaz. The Radvaz here in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Beis. In order to know what types of refuos regarding Hilchos Shabbos. Shenitna Shabbos lidachos b'shvilam. Avalo b'dvarim hamerapim b'skula. Wow. You have to know what are real medicines which would allow Shabbos to be nitche for, and what's called a refua beduka umenusa, and what are just skula type medicines that don't really, that are not proven to work, and you can't be mechal Shabbos for that, says the Radvaz. V'ladas mi sheishkes chavei rasam min asamim v'meis im royo sol hamisam l'hamis olo. Or, other case I'll give you, says the Radvaz. You have to know if there's a certain type of a potion or medicine that is used that a person gave too much of, and they gave it to their friend, and their friend died. If they give him enough that normally would kill somebody, and that is considered davar that normally would kill or not, right? Sugyas of Rotzeach Bemezer, Rotzeach Beshogeg, Arei Mikwat. There are sugyas that halachically one has to know refuas for as well. Shabbos and Ritzicha quotes the Radvaz. Good. Let's continue. Says the Mishnah. Second Mishnah here in the ninth parak of Nedarim. So if you remember, the previous Mishnah had quoted a machlokas whether you're poseach benolad or not. Rebbe Eliezer says you are poskin benolad. And the Chachamim say no, you're not allowed to be poseach benolad. And we said the svara being that if it's so unusual, that so unexpected, then even if you would have told the person, if you would have known this at the time, would you have made the neder? The person would have said yes. I would have made the neder because I would totally not have expected that to happen. So therefore, you can't make that into a neder betot was based on the Pesach, and that's why the Chachamim say you cannot be poseach benolad. Rabbi Meir Omer now, and there's a question about the girsa in the Mishnah. Let's read the girsa that we have. Rabbi Meir Omer, yesh dvarim shein kenolad ve'ena kenolad. There are some things that are like nolad, but they're not totally like nolad, meaning there are some issues that are somewhat unexpected, but they're not totally unexpected, and therefore what? Machlokas Rishonim, and therefore says the Ran, they're hutar memela. They're hutar memela once one notices that the item, the mitzias has changed. Or the Mefarish says, even if you want to say regular nolad, you can't be matir, this one you can be matir. So, machlokas, how far down, how easy is this to get rid of? Is it automatic, or you need to be matir, but you can be matir? And what's the next line? Our girsa is, ve'ein chachamim modim lo. But the chachamim don't agree to Rabbi Meir that this is any different than regular nolad, or the other girsa quoted in the Rishonim, v'chachamim modim lo. And the chachamim do agree in this case. Okay, different girsos. Kesar, what's the case? Amar konam sh'ani eni noseis plonin shavia ra. A person says, I'm never going to marry so-and-so because her father is ra, her father's a rasha. Amru lo mace, and they tell him, the father died. Osha asa tshuva, or he did tshuva. One case. Konam l'bayez zeh sh'ani nechna sh'kelev ra betocho. Osha nachish besocho. The person says, I'm never going into this house because there's a terrible dog in there or there's a nachash in there. Amru lo, and they say, mesa kelev oshiner aga nachash, the dog died or the snake has been killed. The Tosfos Yontif says, it's normal, more common for dogs to die and for snakes to be killed than for snakes to die and for dogs to be killed. That's why he uses it in this way. The Rosh Hashanah is not so convinced, but either way, and then there is no more dog, no more snake. Hare hein kenolad, ve'enan kenolad. They are somewhat like nolad. It is somewhat unexpected, but they're not totally like nolad. And our girsa, ve'en chachamim motem, lo chachamim don't admit. So either way, the Rameir says these go down one level. Machlokes, how far they go down. And machlokes, in the girsa, whether the chachamim agree in this case. Says the Gemara, Konam she'eni v'chula, the case of the Mishnah, by umesach mace nolad hu, but didn't we just say earlier that death mace is something that is nolad? So therefore, why here do we say that it's not really nolad? Machlokes, first answer, Amar Rav Huna, na'aseh ketola nidro b'davar. Number one, because you said this, it's like a tznai. It's like a tznai. I'm not marrying this woman because her father is a Rasha. So that's like a tznai. So therefore, if the father's out of Russia, so it's like a neder al tznai. And that's why memela, it's hutar or hutarabul in this case. That's Rav Huna. It's like a tznai. For Rav Huna amar, Rav Huna has, Rav Yochanan amar, Rav Yochanan has an ukimta. The case is here where he finds out after he made the neder that the reality was not true when he made the neder. V'kfar mace, v'kfar asa tshuva. The Mishnah is about where he finds out that the dog or the snake had already died, or the man had already died when he made the neder, or he had already done tshuva when he made the neder, ka'am relay. They told him it already was different when you made the neder. So says the Gemara Masav, Rabbi Abba, does that really work, those two answers? But look in the Mishnah on tomorrow's daf. Konam sheini nosei leplonis ke'ura. V'hari hi no'eh. I'm not marrying that woman because I don't think I could deal with her because I don't like the way she looks. V'hari no'eh. And it comes out that she's beautiful. Shechora v'hari levana. Kitsara v'hari haruka. So he says a certain type of attribute about her physical quality, and it turns out that it's not true. Mutar is allowed to marry her. Lo mipnei shakura v'nasis na'eh, shakura v'nasis levana, katsura v'nasis arucha. Not because something changed afterwards. Ella shahaneder ta'us. But because the Mishnah is about a case where we find out that it was totally not true when he made the neder. That's the case of the Mishnah there, that he finds out that the reality was different. So Bishlam, the Rav Huna, who gave the first answer, the first pshat of our Mishnah, that our Mishnah is about a case of neder al tnai. And that makes sense. Da'amar nasa katola da nidra bedavar. Why does that fit? Because first you have our Mishnah, Tana tola nidra bedavar, and then you have the next Mishnah, Vatana neder toas. You have our Mishnah, which is an example of a neder that is viewed as a neder al tnai. And then you have the following Mishnah on tomorrow's daf, which is a neder where you find out at the time you made the neder that it was already a mistaken reality. That's why you have the two Mishnahs. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says, our Mishnah is also where you found out that the reality was different when you made the neder. Why do you have to have our Mishnah and the following Mishnah if it's the same Yisod? That you find out the reality was different. Kasha. So there's no answer given. Interesting line in the Ran. The Ran here says that why does the next Mishnah have case, let's say according to Rav Huna, why is the next Mishnah Mukim as a case where the reality is different at the time of the neder, while our Mishnah is the one that's al-tnai, that the reality changed after you made the neder? So the Ran says it's more common for somebody to do tshuva than from somebody who, a person who he thinks is ugly, is going to become beautiful. Right, it's more common to do tshuva. Right, somebody is ugly and now they become beautiful. It must be that I didn't know what they looked like in the first place. But for somebody to do tshuva, that's more common. So that's why the two different ukimtas are made by the Gemara. If you look in the Chashuke Chemet here, talking about making shvuas, not to go into a house, not to marry a woman, Sheila, there was a story that Reuven had a son in a certain yeshiva called Beis Avraham in a certain city. The son comes back one day, very upset, and it seems like the teacher was out of control. The teacher hit the child. The principal did not defend the child. The principal defended the teacher, and the father got very upset. And the father made a shvua that my son is never going to the Talmud Torah, Beis Avraham, to the yeshiva with that name. And what happens? So he switched him out of the school, and a couple of years later, I'm not telling any of my kids. That was the Shiloh. A couple of years later, the teacher left, and the principal left, and there was a whole different hanhala. And the question is he allowed to send his child to the yeshiva, Beis Avraham? He made a neder that he's not allowed to, but really it was only because that he has something against the teacher and against the principal. But here, right, it's not, they're no longer there. So, he quotes the Mishnah of Rabbi Meir, Yisra'im Shem Kanola, Ve'enin Kanolad, the case of the father. I'm not going in, or the dog. And then the father died, and the dog died. So, and that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Misha Pirish Pishas Nidra Alman Nadar, Hariza Katola Nidra Boso Davar. Vimlonis Kayim Adavar Shinishra Bigal Domutar, or the Shulchan Aruch, and Seminary Shlam Advais quotes that. So, he's noted to say, in this case, you would be able to, not according to everyone, but it's clear that the kavana here was for the teacher and for the Rebbe, and therefore he would be able to go in. But he's not 100% convinced because he didn't say it beferish. That's the question here in the Chashuke Chemet. Okay, says the Mishnah. Va'od Amar Rebbe Meir. Poskin lo minakasev Shabbat Torah. Meir also says, besides the previous line of there are things that are like Nolad that aren't Nolad, Meir says, Poskin lo minakasev Shabbat Torah. We create psachim based on psukim in the Torah. We omrim lo, and we say to a person who made a nether against his friend, ilo ayita yodeya shata over. If you would know that making this nether against your friend would make you violate, ah, lo tikum, va lo sitar, the isurim of taking revenge. Right? That's mistama why a person took a nether. Plus, he wanted to take revenge against his friend. He didn't want to have anything to do with him. Via lo sisna zachicha bilavecha, or you would be violating the isur of hating your fellow Jew. Via hatla recha kamocha, v'chay achicha imach. All of these. And you promise you're not going to give him any benefit. And Shema Ye'eni Ve'enat HaYochel Afarnaso. Maybe he'll get poor. He'll become poor and you won't be able to afarnas him. And, you know, a Jew has to do that. Omar, if he answers, Ilo Ayiti Yodea Shehu Kein Lo Hayisi Noder. If I would have realized this and know this, I wouldn't have made a neder. Hareze Mutar, Rabbi Meir says that you can use that as a heter. This is a very crucial Mishnah. The only time in Shas that the pasuk of V'hatla Recha Kamocha is quoted in a Mishnah. This is the only time that pasuk is quoted in a Mishnah in Shas. is quoted a few times in the Gemara. We've mentioned this before, that it is unusual that you would think that this pasuk, this defining pasuk, would be quoted all over Shas. And it is only quoted in very unusual contexts. Where is it quoted? The most time that it's quoted, eight places in Shas, is quoted regarding Beis Din putting somebody to death. They should do it in a nice way. When a woman's put to death, she should be facing away from the tzibur. You don't tear her clothing. You know, if you choose a certain misa, you don't buy sreifa, you put hot lead down, you don't burn them. Brar lo misa yafeh, v'yatarecha kamocha. Very unusual. Those are the contexts where it's found. That's where most of the time it's found. It's also found in the beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin. You shouldn't get married without looking at your kala first. Right? Because you might not be attracted to her, and then when you get married, you'll end up divorcing her. V'yatarecha kamocha. Again, very unusual. A son, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Daled, a son shouldn't be make his dam bloodlet for his father. Again, very limited usages. Right? We had a Gemara in Nida, a person shouldn't be mishamish mitaso bayom, because shema tiskane isha alav, and it says v'yatarecha kamocha. Right? Why doesn't it say biker cholim, nicham avelim? Right? The closest we get is the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph, where the Ger asks Hillel to teach him all the Torah on one foot, and Hillel says it in the negative. Well, you don't want done to yourself, don't do to your friend. Okay, that's the closest we get to be used in a more general way. But this is the only time in the Mishnah where it is mentioned. Right here, Sanhedrin Daf Samach Hey. The Ran asked, a bomb kasha though. One second, the mayor says you could use psukim in the Torah. But didn't we say earlier on Daf Chaf Beis that you're not allowed to be poseach based on Mamore Chazal that talk all about the scary things that are going to happen to someone who makes a neder? If you make a neder, it's like you're being makrav on a bama, and you should be scared. It's like a swords, Roilo Dokro Becherev. Right, all these like scary chazals. So we said earlier that you can't use those as a Pesach. So he asked the Ran, what's the difference here? Says the Ran, an unbelievable line. The Ran says, people would be more scared. Meaning, why can't you use those earlier chazals? Because people, even if they're not sincere, they're just going to be scared out of their wits now, and therefore they're going to admit that, oh yeah, I didn't want to take the neder. Says the Ran, people are going to be more scared of those mamari chazal than these psukim. And therefore, these psukim, according to the mayor, they would be honest with. But the mamari chazal, they might not be honest with. Meaning, take a step back. People would be more nervous about scary mamari chazal and more quick to listen to them than to listen to psukim and chumash. And we find that. The messed up hierarchy that sometimes we find ourselves having, right? Where it says, Baal Nefesh Yachmir, and all these like lines of the achronim, but it says a pasuk and chumash. Psukim and Chumash were not makbid for, but Chumrah to Chumrah of Baal Nefesh Yachmir, that will be makbid for. He says to be not makbir. What about it's a pasuk and Chumash? There's an isser of Onaz Dvarim. It's a pasuk and Chumash. There's an isser of Gneva. It would be more makbid on Psukim and Chumash. Not only, of course, by Mar Chazal, but the hierarchy is messed up. Right? We find that in whenever you talk about messed up hierarchies, you have to quote the Gemara Maseches Yuma, the terrible story of the two Kohanim running up the ramp of the Mizbeach, trying to do one of the avodas, and one of them gets into the Dalai Lamas of the friend, and Natal Sakin V'takal Abaliba, one of the Kohanim, go, and takes out the knife that they were going to use for their avoda, and stabs his fellow Kohen, because he didn't want him to do the avoda. And what happens, the Rebbe Tzaduk stands on the Malos Ha'ulam and says, Oyvei, right, there's Egla Rufa, if there's a corpse found in a place outside, what are we going to do here? A corpse found in the Azara. The father of the child comes, and all of a sudden says, what? Call Atzala, call Atzala? No, what does the father say? Quickly, take the knife out, because I don't want my son to die, and then the knife is going to become Tameh. What a crazy view! The guy, Pikuach Nefesh, the son wasn't dead yet, and he's more worried about Taras HaKelim. That's what the Gemara says. Lola Meitcha, what does this teach me? Shekasha Aleim Taras HaKelim, Yosef Mishvichas Damim. Unbelievable. Messed up values. And that is what this Ran highlights as well. Sometimes we're more into the Mamari Chazal and the extra lines than we are into Psukim and Chumash. Viter, Gemara, Amalei Rav Huna Bar Rav Katina L'Rabbanan, that's our Girsa. What do you mean that we say to him that, did you know v'chayachichi imach? Let him just say, Nemo, let us say, kol demani lav alai nafil, or let him say, what, everybody needs staka? Is not going to fall upon me. My demati le the farnaso badi kuliyama mefarnasan alei. I'll put money in the pushka, and that's not direct, and he'll get money from there. So you don't have to violate the neder in order to give the guy staka. So amar lei, no, ani omer kol anofel, in anofel, digabai tchila. If I have a relative, I have a friend, they're going to come to me first. They're not going to go to the Gabbai Tzedakah, and therefore I'm going to have to go give him first, and therefore it would be a violation of the neder. Good. One more Mishnah for today. Poskan law the miksubas ishto. We use as a Pesach the amount of the ksuba of a woman. Umaisa bechash another mishto hana. Faisa ksubasa tough dinarim. Somebody was mudar hana from their wife, so he has to divorce her. And the ksuba was 400 dinar. Ubal of Rabbi Akiva, v'chiva litin la ksubasa. Rabbi Akiva says, okay, pay the ksuba. Amar lo Rabbi, ches meos dinarim hiniach abba. My father, our father left us 800 dinar. Notal, achi, dalan meos, vani dalan meos. And me and my brother, we split up the Yerusha. I only have 400. Lo dai shetitel himasayim, ani masayim. At least let me give her just 200, even though I committed to 400. Amar Rabbi Akiva, afilata mocher se'aroshcha. Atanosa leksubasa. You're meshuvid. You have to pay her. Everything. Amar lo, ili ayiti yodeshu, kein lo ayiti noder. If I would have known that, I would never have made the nether. If I had to give the whole ksuba. Hitira Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was matir that neder because you use that as a Pesach as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, today's Shia was sponsored in honor of Malka Golda on the occasion of her anniversary, and her husband thanks her for the past wonderful 30 years. On Mea Ve'esrim, and may Hashem bless both of you and the children and Klal Yisrael with Briyat, Nachas, and Parnasa. We thank you for the sponsorship. Mazel Tov.